Well, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an estimated 115 people are dying of an opioid-related overdose every day. The epidemic hitting families across the country, regardless of income, race, or gender. Let's bring in our guest this morning, Frank Shaw, joining us. He's the author of the new book, Signals of Transcendence. That's where he tells his own story of dealing with demons, asking for help, and recovering. The website is signalsoftranscendence.com. Frank, thank you for joining us here on America's First News.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Before we get into your story here, briefly, Frank, how likely is it that somebody you know or one of our listeners knows will overdose?
Well, based on my personal experience, it's very likely. I mean, my son overdosed October 22nd, 2016, and I had no clue. And as late as last night, I was speaking to a school teacher whose husband is a police officer, and she has an issue with pain medication. So it can happen at any time to anybody.
When you say you had no clue about your son, what are some of the signs you maybe missed?
Well, you know, I've been over that about 9,000 times, and I go over it every day, pretty much. And you know, what could I have missed, or what did I not see? And you know, I don't know the answer to that question, because it was like getting shot. It was the Saturday of the LSU Ole Miss game, and it was the last thing I expected. And it came as a total surprise to me, and I'm pretty savvy with that, having been sober in an AA for 31 years, I believe, coming up. So, and it's not like I didn't try to communicate that to him in every way possible, because I did, and he got it and told me he got it 15 months. So he was doing very well, and was a junior in electrical engineering with a 3.6 average, and was going along fine. And this came out of the clear blue sky. So I really don't know, and I've asked myself that question 1,000 times, and I don't want anybody else to ask it if they can help it.
Sure. Once again, the book is Signals of Transcendence. The website, signalsoftranscendence.com. We're speaking with Frank Shaw, who lost his son to an overdose at the age of 20, one of seven sons. And you mentioned that you struggled with demons as well. We know it can run in the family. Your other sons, have they battled any demons?
One has, and successfully has seen the light. The other ones are making their own way. You know, I always thought that if I could get to age 21, I would have a fighting chance. And you say that it runs in families. That I don't know. I'm the only person in my family that's ever had an issue. But at some point, you cross a line, and you use up all your ride tickets to the amusement park, and then you can't go back. And I used up all my ride tickets, so that's the way I look at it. And inculcating them with a good spiritual background has been my wife and I's biggest concern, because we both met in recovery and got married after we met and had seven sons. And in the back of the book, it poses the question, two people meet in recovery, get married, and have seven sons. What could possibly go wrong? And you know, it's not like we didn't try to inculcate them to this through church, through school, and through every other means possible.
Yeah. You mentioned you go over in your head the signs you may have missed, and you don't want anybody else to have to do that. So, from your own experience, what should you do the second you suspect your child has a problem?
I would get them to a professional as soon as possible, although I'm not so sure, you know, because I firmly believe that God's hand is in everything, and I'm not so sure that necessarily would be successful. I mean, as recently as Easter Sunday, a young man was killed by local police, and the day before that, a friend of mine did an intervention on him at the insistence or the request of his father, who has a history and as a friend of mine as well. And the young man refused the intervention, and the next day he was deceased on Easter Sunday morning. So don't think that it can crop up at any time. And a lot of times the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous says that, you know, the only answer is a spiritual solution, and I believe that's the only answer in these cases.
Yeah. Frank Shaw, author of the new book, Signals of Transcendence. Again, the website is signalsoftranscendence.com. Frank, we are sorry for the loss of your son, but we appreciate the effort that you are making in trying to educate others on the dangers of addiction and what to do about it.
Well, just and thank you for having me on. I believe that it's probably one of the biggest problems, and it's one of the problems that we see, or that I've seen, constantly, and it has to do with the plethora of opioids and other addictive drugs that are available these days, and something needs to be done with the supply of those to combat this.
That's why we've declared it an epidemic. Frank, thank you for your time. More breaking news on the way on this Monday morning. It's the 23rd day of April. Don't forget, you can take us with you wherever you go. Download the TalkStream Live free mobile app. Reach out to yours truly on social media, Twitter or Facebook. I'm at Matt Ray Talk. Use the hashtag AFN. You're listening to America's First News.
You're listening to Matt Ray.